Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, the Vatican has said Pope Francis had a good night in hospital as he battles double pneumonia. The church says he remains in a critical condition, having slept and rested. The 88-year-old pontiff entered his 11th day at the Gemelli Hospital in Rome, making this the longest hospitalisation of his papacy. Well, earlier we were outside St Mary's Dominican Church on Pope's Quay in Cork City, speaking to some early Mass goers this morning about Pope Francis.
Are you keeping him in your thoughts?
We are indeed, yeah, keeping him in our prayers. I think he's been very good, and he's been trying his best to do his best. So, yeah, I think he's been good, and I just keep him in my prayers.
So you're heading into early Mass this morning?
Very early, every morning.
Are you keeping him in your thoughts
this
morning?
I pray for him every morning. I always do.
I do.
I know he's not well, like, you know. I'll obviously say a prayer, like, you know, but like, he is sick, he's very ill, you know. Look, say a prayer for him, that's all we can do, you know. I think when it's your time, the man above called you. Simple as that, you know.
So when you're going in this morning now, you'll be thinking of him?
I'll just say a prayer, that's all. You know, I'll just say a prayer. And other people, like my parents that have passed away, and for those that are sick at the moment, like, you know. But it's a tough role, like.
Brian O'Connell there speaking to Mass goers in Cork earlier. Let's get more on this now. Nick Squires joins us, Rome correspondent with the Daily Telegraph. So, Nick, we are hearing twice daily from the Vatican. We're getting updates about the Pope's condition. He's still in hospital, still critical, we believe. And he is facing, isn't he, a complex set of medical issues?
Yes, he really is. It's been, just to sort of recap, it's been a bit of a roller coaster past 48 hours the weekend, because on Saturday morning, the Italian press was full of cardinals and senior church figures here in Rome saying enough with the speculation about resignation or death. The Pope's, he's getting better. We hope that he'll be out of the Gemelli Hospital in a few days. So we were reporting on that. And then, of course, Saturday night, this kind of bombshell communique from the Holy See saying that, in fact, he was in a critical condition, that he'd had blood transfusions, that he was on oxygen. And then yesterday, another a bit of a shock, saying that he is suffering from what the Vatican called mild renal insufficiency, or sort of early stages of kidney failure, it seems. So, yeah, he's and as you know, he's got double pneumonia. He's got pneumonia in both lungs. So he's facing a number of challenges, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, the latest update is that he slept and rested well overnight. That was the latest one. We heard yesterday that he attended Mass in the morning. So it's difficult in a way to get a read on this situation, is it?
I think you're absolutely right. It's very difficult. And the communique this morning at about 8 o'clock Rome time was brief. It said in Italian, the night passed well, the Pope slept and is resting, and that's it. There was no more information at the time. So given that we know he's facing this range of pretty serious health conditions, it's hard to know exactly where we're at. There is a fear that things could develop into sepsis, which is an infection. And that's something that can happen as a complication of pneumonia. Now, there's been no mention officially of sepsis, but certainly doctors are saying that that could be one possible consequence.
Mm-hmm. And that fear over the respiratory crisis that he had, that seems to have passed, and there hasn't been a repeat of that, has there? Not that we know.
That's right. The Vatican has said there's not been a repeat of that respiratory crisis, as they called it on Saturday. That seems to have been a pretty serious event on Saturday morning. So good news to the extent that that has not been repeated.
Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit then around what's happening around this in the Vatican. What do you know about how this is being handled and dealt with, and what sort of activity is happening in the background?
I mean, it's always a little bit hard to discern exactly what's happening in the corridors of power of the Vatican. Anyone who's seen the film Conclave, which picked up those awards yesterday, will perhaps understand that. Certainly, lots of cardinals are coming out and expressing very loyal and sort of comforting views towards the Pope, saying, look, you know, we very much hope that he'll get better. We're praying for him. This is, he's been in hospital for 10 days. He has been in hospital, of course, before this, during his papacy, for various ailments. We've long known that he has that he had part of one lung removed when he was a young man in Argentina. He's frequently in a wheelchair when he appears in public. So this is not new, but clearly this health crisis is something of a different magnitude.
Mm-hmm. And a word about the Gemelli Hospital, Nick. This is the same hospital that helped save Pope John Paul's life after the failed assassination attempt. It's also the Catholic teaching hospital, isn't it? And it has a papal suite there.
That's right. There's a papal suite there. Yeah, it's sort of commonly referred to as the papal hospital. John Paul II, I think, joked and nicknamed it Vatican III on the basis that Vatican I was the Vatican itself. Vatican II would be Castel Gandolfo, which is the summer residence traditionally used by the popes. And Gemelli, the hospital, became Vatican III because John Paul II spent so much time there. So, yeah, the Pope Francis will be, of course, getting the, you know, the best medical care, but he's 88. He's got all these medical conditions, and he's pushed himself so hard during his papacy. We hear from lots of biographers and insiders that, you know, he's a hardworking but very stubborn man who hasn't wanted to ease up on the level of his engagements and commitments. And he's done some extraordinary foreign trips. Just last year, there was one that took him to Papua New Guinea and Singapore, East Timor, Indonesia. So it's a very workload for a man of 88. Mm.
And a word about the communication from the Vatican. Given your experience, does it appear to you that they're releasing a lot more information that we might have seen in the past when we heard about other popes who were going through similar health conditions? Do you feel that there's more information coming through to the public in this case?
I think it is. Yeah, I think you're right on that. It's been very obtuse in the past, but this is more transparent, I would say. And we understand that that has come directly from Pope Francis himself, who has said, I don't want there to be any lack of transparency. I'm the Pope, but I am mortal. I'm a man, and I want people to know what's going on with my action. So don't hide stuff from people.
All right. Well, Nick, thank you very much for that update from Rome. Nick Squires there is Rome correspondent with the Daily Telegraph. Now, they drive commuters around the twist. So why can't transport companies sort out the phenomenon of ghost buses? Also coming up, Apple claims their new EarPods could replace hearing aids. We're going to get the expert view.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.